Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Our guests today are Frank Muniz and Janet Yan with the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project. Welcome to you both, and thank you for joining us on our studio on the south side of Alamosa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
It's good to see you again, Frank. Janet?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, you know, I want to start, we're going to talk about the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project, but I want to start with the 4th of July holiday, which we're in. And for each of you, just really quick, what does that day signify to you? How do you spend it? How do you celebrate the 4th of July, Frank?
Well, we've been, for the last 20 years, we've participated in the parade. We've made floats for veterans who can't march. Will have an opportunity to sit on the float and participate on the parade. I've always had an inkling to call some of my friends to participate in the parade, and they've always cooperated with me. People that I met while I was working with the as a veteran service officer, and we've always had a good parade. They've helped us out in the march and the 21 gun salute there on Main Street. But it's important to me and to the veterans to participate in this event. It means a lot to us. We get together, the camaraderie is there, and it's a terrific event for all veterans.
Yeah, I really love the Alamosa 4th of July parade. And Janet, what are the celebrations, traditions, the Yan family you have on the 4th of July?
Well, the 4th of July has always been a celebration of celebrating the birth of our country. The parade, the fireworks, the Kiwanis breakfast. In the last few years, I've been helping with the parade to show what we're trying to do for the memorial. But I love the parade and everything that goes with the 4th of July. And when we didn't have a parade for a while, we would always go camping. But it's a family event, So we tried to always make it special to show that we're patriotic. We're a patriotic family.
Yeah, you know, in the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project, you have a really nice traveling monument that you've been putting on display in different areas to try to bring awareness and help promote the project itself, right? And I wonder, how do you take care of that? Where is it on display? Where can people see that monument, that traveling monument that you have out there?
Well, currently it's at San Luis Valley Federal Savings. We keep it there for a short period of time, and then we'll move it on to a different organization, maybe Alamosa State Bank and different organizations, retail outlets that are receptive to that. We've had it in the museum, but it's a beautiful sculpture that we're proud to present to the public, and we want them to be aware of what we're doing.
Yeah, it really gives you a good sense of the Alamosa Park Memorial Park Project and what it's going to look like as you keep working on that moving forward. And Frank, you're a Vietnam veteran, served the nation with honor. You, during your tour in Vietnam, you participated in the Battle of La Drang Valley, the first major combat between U.S. ground forces and the North Vietnamese Army. And in fact, you held a reunion, I think, a summer ago for veterans of that battle. I want to ask you, what does it mean being a Vietnam veteran, all the work you've done with veteran services? What does it mean to you to be working on the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project? How important is that to you?
Well, it's very important. It always has been. I started quite a few years ago. I brought it up to the attention of the commissioners, and it's always been in my mind. And since they created a new complex out there, I decided that it's the right time to do it. So, yeah, and it means a lot to me as a veteran, to all the veterans, to the children, to the spouses, to the community. It's just a wonderful project that I think is worthwhile.
Janet, how did the project, from your perspective, how did you get involved with it? I know there's a committee that is working on the project itself. How did you get involved, and where is the project today?
I came on board in 2016. Frank had and the county commissioners wanted to put something out in front of the annex building at the county.
Mm-hmm.
And it started when they built that in approximately 2012. I came on the committee because I was going to help write a grant. And I just fell in love with the idea. And so I came in, I started working on it. Since then, we've become a 501(c), which any donation will be tax deductible. That was quite a process to do.
Well, you got to apply to the IRS for the 501(c)(3). So I think your committee learned that that is a process to be able to get that nonprofit status, but you have it now.
Yes, we do. And since we got it in December of 2021, and then so we formed a board. Do you want me to go ahead and tell you the board? Okay, so Frank is the chair. I'm the vice chair. The treasurer is Cindy Burvick. Bill Brown is a VSO officer from the county. Mike Yon is a county commissioner representative, and mm-hmm. Charlie Gregos from the city. And our large members are Helen Sigmund and Brenda Fimley, which we had one from Adams State who was our secretary, James Owen, but he is continuing his education, so we've lost him and lost it. We are very sad because he's done a lot. And Helen was very helpful doing the 501(c). We couldn't have done it without it. Herberto, who is our artist, who created that.
Herberto Mestes?
Yes, Herberto Mestes, and his wife, Dana, also come to quite a few of our meetings. They've had a lot of input on it. And so the statue is absolutely gorgeous.
So the statue is an Herberto Mestes statue?
Yes.
Got you.
We wanted to go local. And we put out, when we first started, we put out some information, and he's the one that came forward. We were under the county to start with, and we cannot apply for grants under the county.
Got you.
So that's why we had to. COVID really hurt us. I don't know if I already said that, but we had to stop for a while. But now we are really going forward.
Picking up some momentum.
Yes.
With the 501(c)(3) status in place, Frank, how much money or what is the dollar figure that you're looking to raise, or how much does the committee need to raise to get the Memorial Park project in place?
Well, we're looking to raise around
$450,000.
Right, and I think that the small community is going to take some time, but I think it's a beautiful project.
How did you get Herberto Mestes involved as the sculptor? Because that's a very big name, and I've seen the monument. It's just beautiful. I guess I wasn't thinking or aware that Herberto was the sculptor around it. I probably knew that, but now that you say that again, Janet, that's a really great find for the Memorial Park project to have him as the artist. How did that happen?
Well, when we first started, we had someone from Adams State come and talk to us about it. We had another artist from, I believe it was Haroso, that came in and gave us some bids and some ideas. But I think in the back of our mind, I always talked to Herberto because I knew him personally. I did a claim for his dad. I was very good friends with his dad. His dad was a Korean War veteran.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's how it came about.
Hey, we're talking to Janet Yon and Frank Muñiz. This is the Valley Pod. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Allison Cruz, manager of the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative. The Narrow Gauge has a great assortment of new and used books, local art, handmade gifts, literary items, and so much more. Stop in for the latest bestsellers, new arrivals, and favorite classics. So come on in to the Narrow Gauge Book Cooperative, located on the corner of State and Main in Alamosa, where the Valley's local independent bookstore open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. See you soon.
Hey, we're back. We're talking to Frank Muniz and Janet Yon. We're talking about the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project. They need to raise about $450,000 for what is really a beautiful, just a fascinating, a great project. And Janet, I wonder if you can describe for us a little bit more. When we think about a memorial park, we've talked about the Humberto Mestiz statue that's going to be there, that's going to be centerpiece, but it's a much more than that, what your committee is going for. If you can describe the project as a whole for us and what people eventually will see there.
Well, it's on county property. They donated the property to us. It's right in front of the annex building. It will be seen from 285 and Airport Boulevard. It's going to stand on a star-shaped concrete platform. And when the statue is done, the bronze statue, it itself will be over 8 foot. So once it gets on the platform, it'll be about 10 foot. You'll be able to see it from the highway. We plan on having flags. The five stars represent the five branches of the military. And they wouldn't let me add another star because I wanted to do the Space Force. But
right, they just added, right?
They said it goes with the Air Force. But Frank has really been, in all of our posters and publications, he was really the one that decided on the star. And it is going to be beautiful. We're going to have benches. We want it to be a place where people can go and reflect.
Well, when I look at the renderings, and I have the photographs that you've provided and you, Frank, have provided as you work to raise money, but when I look at the rendering and I look at the star and I look at the walkways, it's stunning. It is how big is this area going to be, or do you hope it to be? Because this whole layout, Frank, is just fabulous. I think people, when they see this and when they see it come to fruition, I think they're going to be blown away. I really do. I think it's just fabulous. How big is this?
Yeah, the star itself is 90 feet in diameter. The concrete of the star will be elevated 18 inches above ground level. There will be steps and handrails where people can walk up there and reflect. There will also be ADA ramps, so they could access it with wheelchairs. But it's going to be a huge project. The star itself and the park that goes around it, there's going to be sidewalks so that people could walk around, and it's going to be a park-like setting.
And you'll definitely be able to see it from 285 as you're coming through. I mean, just looking again at the images that you're presenting, it's definitely going to be visible from the highway.
I think it'll be a good tourist attraction, a good for the community, and it's something that that I hope comes to be in the not too distant future.
When you think, Frank, about veterans here in the San Luis Valley, and you think about this project that you've been working on, what do you think veterans will say when they see this?
Well, I think they'll be awed. I've spoken to a friend of ours who's gone all over the country and visited veterans memorials, and when he's seen our statue, he said he's never seen anything like it. He's very impressed, and I think it projects family, children, and veterans themselves going to combat or returning, or it's an emotional feeling.
Yeah, no, it is. And when you see this, Janet, and I wonder where the vision, when I look at this and I see the statue and I see the star and I see the walkways and I see people being presented there, where does the vision for this come from?
Well, I'm going to give Frank credit again. The vision started with the star. And we talked about military equipment. We decided we wanted it to be something special that would touch the hearts, because we believe that the veterans, it's not just the veterans, it's their family too. So if you look at the statue, it's a soldier and a woman hugging and a child holding onto her leg. We had the statue at the Sunfest, and we really had a lot of people say, is the man leaving or coming home? And most of the military felt that he was coming home. He was stepping off the platform. the name of the statue, and we had a contest for it, Sacrifice for Country. Mm. And the person that named it donated the prize back to the thing. We also want to, we want this to be a community thing. So out, if you ever go out around lunchtime, around the county building, the courthouse, the behavioral health, you see the employees walking on the road. Mm-hmm. So we want to do trails. And we would like to do eventually trails clear from the Ready Center, the reserve, around the courthouse, the water district, to behavioral health. So they'll have some place to walk and not be on the road. The vision has come about. Herberto came to our meetings, mm-hmm. and we all had our input. Louis Entz was on our committee to start then, and he wanted detail like you wouldn't believe. And it just makes me smile to think about it, right, Frank? He, I want the hat this way. I want the pack this way. It has to be, because we want it to represent all veterans. And we try to tell women, you know, this really represents the women servicemen too, or servicewomen, because it is a family. So we feel this vision is just, to us, is very special. And our board right now is so committed and so, I want to say, it's in our hearts. You know, when we talk to people like at the Sunfest, we raised almost $500 at the Sunfest mm-hmm. with just a donation. Some said, I can only give a dollar. And that's okay, because we felt it came from the heart. But we've, we have a lot of support. Alamosa County donated land, and they've donated money. Mm-hmm. Alamosa City has given us support, and they've donated money. We are going to ask them for more. Adams State University has helped us with printing these cards, and with James, he was great, and we're hoping they give us another, somebody that good. We've got support from San Luis Valley Health. We've got help from Kiwanis. We're going to the Rotary Club. We're going to the American Legion. We're going to the Elks. The VFW has helped us. You did an article on Frank, which really helped us. We have elected officials that have promised us letters of support. So we're really out there, and we're trying to get our vision for people to see. We feel it's important. We feel it's important to let our veterans know how much we really care.
Yeah, it's a you know, again, it's a, just a fabulous project. And Frank, before we go a little bit further, I want to talk a little bit about Veterans Affairs. And you served for 19, 20 years as the Veterans Service Officer for Alamosa County. And I want to ask you, from your interaction with veterans through the years, what do you think the state of Veterans Affairs is in the San Luis Valley, in the state of Colorado, and in the nation? Do we take care? Are we taking care of our veterans? You've had an up-close look at that.
Well, I think that, yeah, we are, and that veterans have to be patient when they file a claim, because there's a lot to it. The VA has to check their records, their military records, and whatever their claims are, they have to be a little patient. And the veteran service officer is there to help them. And anytime they have a question, or you have the ability to call the VA Benefits Administration and find out what's going on with this claim. Where are we at with it? What do we need to do? And that pretty much put a lot of veterans at ease. I've had veterans in there who have had claims for probably 6 or 7 years. And through appeals and through the process, we finally got awarded benefits, and they received a big amount of money for all the back pay. The issue with the veterans, as far as the Veterans Benefits Administration, is that they just, you can call that at 1-800-827-1000, but you might have to wait a long time. Or if they come to a veteran service officer, we have special numbers. that we call and they respond right away. The medical end of the Veterans Administration is they've got some issues. The biggest issue I find is that you could call just about any office, and you never get a person to answer the phone. And I suppose the VA is not the only one.
Yeah.
And they say they'll call you back, and maybe they will, and maybe it'll be a week before they call you back. That's the biggest issue I have. Here in Alamosa, it looks like they're tapped out as far as accepting more veterans for health care. So when a veteran comes in and wants to get health care, we have to do it through Pueblo or Colorado Springs.
Gotcha.
And it's an inconvenience. Transportation is a big thing with our veterans. Some are older and can't drive that well or see that well. Also, with Veterans Administration, there's a lot of other things that go with it if you're willing to do it. I used to write grants for the homeless. We used to help a lot of homeless people here with rental assistance, mechanical assistance, food assistance, just a variety of things.
You know, my recollection is we have somewhere around 4,500, 4,800 veterans in the San Luis Valley, I think. I think that's the figure close to that. I don't know if that's a complete census count. I don't know if we're a little bit above that, but somewhere around 4,500 veterans in the San Luis Valley. And I wonder, what's the biggest need for veterans as you think about that, Frank?
Well, I think the biggest need is for the spouses of veterans. There's very little benefits for them after a veteran passes away. And to me, that's a big issue right there, because once a veteran dies, his benefits dies with him, and the spouses don't have anything left for them. And I think that's a big issue. That has always been a big issue with me.
Janet, when you think about the veterans in the San Luis Valley and the 4,000 or so that we have living with us, what do you think this project does for them? What does it say to them to be working on a project? And what motivates you to be pushing forward on this?
Well, I believe my feeling is that I want them to realize how much we thank them for their service and how much we appreciate them. I think there are, like Frank said, there are a lot of problems here in the Valley. The veterans have a group that meet at the museum on Thursdays. And I know one of the biggest problems is the health, and like Frank said, and Frank has gone above and beyond his duty to help them. But we want them to know, and a place for them to go, we want them to know there's a, and they can relax, and to know that we care, and we know they'd sacrificed, and we know that the family sacrificed. Frank, when I started into this, Frank was such a force on what his vision was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of quiet, but the things he does behind the scene are just awesome.
Well, Frank, you've really committed your life to Veterans Affairs. And ever since you came out of Vietnam and then you worked in Denver and you eventually made it down to Alamosa in the San Luis Valley with your wife and you went to work for veterans. Why is that? Why have you felt the need or felt the commitment to give back so much?
Well, I guess it's the camaraderie that's instilled in you while you're in service, and you never forget it. You never forget veterans, regardless of what era they were in, World War I, II, or Vietnam, Korea, whatever era they were in, they're still veterans, and you know what it's like to be out there alone.
Well, you know, my dad is a World War II veteran, Frank, and I still can recall all the stories he told us growing up and he would talk about World War II, and he would talk about his experience as a glider pilot. So I appreciate everything you do for veterans. Janet, I appreciate everything you do in this project with the Alamos Memorial Veterans Park. But we need to raise some money. $450,000 we need to get to. How can people contribute, Janet?
Well, we have posters in a lot of different places that tell about what we're trying to do. We have a QR code on the back of most of our things right now. We have a Facebook page, and we have a GoFundMe page on Facebook. And if you go to Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park on Facebook, you can find the information how to GoFundMe. And also the QR code will take you straight there. We are trying for grants, and now that we have our 501(c)(3), we can apply for grants. We are looking at businesses to help us, and getting our name out there through all the banks is really going to help us. We are looking at City Market, Wells Fargo, Home Depot. There's just so many places we're trying right now, and it takes a lot of time. The veterans organizations, we're already have some money that VFW, which Frank has been really helping us with that. We plan on going to the Elks. We have a date with the Elks. We have a date with American Legion. So we're out there, but we also have accepted, we see that it needs to be a community project. So we have had quite a few contributions from different individuals, and we're looking at ways how we can honor those people. You know, they want to honor, we've had people say, well, I want my husband's name on it, or my nephew, or my, you know, my dad. So we've looked at a lot of different ways, and we're working on those right now. So, yes, it is a lot of money, but we feel that we can make this goal.
Well, it is a lot of money, but it's not. When you think about $450,000, that's actually not a lot of money, particularly when you're creating something as unique and special as the Alamos Memorial Park. I mean, it is just a stunning display of what you guys are shooting for. And I have no doubt that you're going to raise the money, and we're going to help you raise the money. We're going to put on alamosacitizen.com with this podcast and with stories we've done on this project and with Mr. Muniz, we're going to put that information on how you can contribute to this project. You can also email to alamosamemorial@gmail.com, and you can get in touch with the committee there. There's a lot of ways you can give. There's a lot of ways you can support this project, and we really want to generate the $450,000 plus. We want to go above $450,000, but we really need to get this done. This committee is doing tremendous work. You have to see this. Once you see it, you will give. I guarantee you that. Once you see what they are doing, once you look at the Huberto Mesta statue, once you look at the star in the park itself, I promise you, you will be motivated to give. And I hope that you do. This is really a great project, Frank. We're really glad that both of you were here. We want to wish you both a happy 4th of July. You've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Frank Muniz and Janet Yon with the Alamosa Veterans Memorial Park Project. Please do donate to this worthy cause. The Valley Pod is produced by Angel Rodriguez and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. We'll see you around the Valley.